This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began doing an inductive Bible study of 1 Peter 5. After reading the chapter, I summarized what the chapter said. Reflecting further, I came up with an outline that would help me remember what was said in the chapter. The 3 points in the outline were leadership, followership, and fellowship. Under leadership, I noted that Peter identifies himself as one with the elders, rather than putting himself above them, thus illustrating humility, one of the characteristics he points out is essential in effective leadership. He shares how privileged leaders should feel to be shepherds who care for God's flock. They should respond to the challenge of leading willingly, be ready to serve those under their care with grace rather than with a haughty spirit of lording it over them. They definitely should not be greedy, taking advantage of their flock for material profit. They should exemplify in their conduct what they would like to help their flock members to become. Another important point to remember, if you are a leader of those entrusted to your care by God, is that they are God's flock. You are merely a steward, gifted by God and appointed by God to care for His flock. Yes, even if you have some special experiences in the process of becoming a leader, as Peter did, witnessing the suffering of Jesus, don't use that as an advantage over others. If leaders exhibit these qualities, Peter promises that when the great shepherd appears, they will receive the crown of glory from him. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.